Good morning. Temperatures holding steady overnight, and we're starting the day generally in the upper 20s and lower 30s across interior New York and New England as a disturbance tracks through the northern Great Lakes and into southern Canada. A southerly breeze out ahead of this system will push thicker clouds into the area as we go through the morning and into the afternoon, but with limited moisture, we're only looking at spotty light rain and snow showers during the day, primarily over the higher terrain with little snow accumulation. High temperatures, meantime, will reach into the upper 30s and lower 40s on average out ahead of this system. The cold front associated with this storm will slide through the region this evening, and we'll have a drier trend overnight with skies becoming partly cloudy. Still, a few snow showers downwind of the Great Lakes as the wind flips around to the west-northwest and drops temperatures back into the lower 20s on average for overnight lows. A blustery and cooler day on Tuesday, with a mix of sun and clouds and passing snow showers from time to time, and some heavier squalls out in the snow belts, highs will be in the upper 20s to around 30. High pressure will build in later on Tuesday and Tuesday night, and will go back into the teens before rebounding with mostly sunny skies on Wednesday back into the lower to mid-30s. On Wednesday afternoon, clouds will increase as a front approaches from the Great Lakes. This will bring us the chance of a few rain and snow showers on Thursday, with highs bouncing back into the 40s. As we head into New Year's Day, a more potent system will emerge out of the Tennessee Valley and head in our direction. Right now, it looks like cold enough air will be locked in place in the morning to produce some mixed precipitation or even some snow at first, but as milder air flows in, it looks like we'll have a transition to rain in the afternoon. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a potent upper-level trough tracking across the southwest will drive the weather pattern in the short term. Beneficial rain and mountain snow moved into Southern California last night as a low-pressure center comes ashore. Winter storm warnings have been posted for the transverse ranges and portions of the Southern Sierra, where as much as a foot of snow is possible overnight. In addition, a few thunderstorms are even possible along the coast of Southern California. The storm and its corresponding shield of snow will head east into the Great Basin and Central Rockies, with snowfall accumulations in the Colorado Rockies likely to be measured in feet, especially in the peaks of southern Colorado, where snowfall totals of over 24 inches are anticipated. By tonight, periods of snow forecast to blossom over the central high plains, with a larger precipitation shield engulfing much of the Great Plains by tomorrow. The southern plains will see scattered showers and thunderstorms, while the northern plains will be cold enough for wintry weather. In fact, 4 to 8 inches of snow is likely in parts of central Nebraska and southern South Dakota, while light but potentially disruptive freezing rain could lead to over a tenth of an inch of ice accretion. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility with cloudy skies and 18 degrees, with a south wind at 49 gusting to 55 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 33 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 33 degrees, the dew point 23, 66% relative humidity, a south wind at 17 gusting to 26 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.10 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and breezy, upper 40s, Boston mostly cloudy, breezy in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, windy with rain showers changing to snow showers, with temperatures starting near 40 but falling through the 30s during the day. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 36 degrees, the low 22, the average temperature 29, that's 4 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, trace of snowfall, 26.2 inches for the month and 27.4 inches for the season, which is 12.8 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees, the average low 17. The record high 61 set in 1982, and the record low 14 below zero in 1951. Sunrise this morning, 7:25 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:29 p.m. 9 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with rain and snow showers today, highs around 40. Becoming partly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the teens and lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a few showers today and highs in the mid-40s. Becoming partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with rain and snow showers today, highs around 40. Mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with a few rain and snow showers today, and highs in the lower 40s. Becoming partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy, with scattered rain and snow showers today, highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy, with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds with scattered snow showers, highs in the upper 20s to around 30. Sunshine giving way to clouds Wednesday, lower to mid-30s. A chance of rain and snow showers on Thursday, lower to mid-40s. A mixed bag of precipitation on New Year's Day, changing to rain in the lower 40s. Partly sunny Saturday and Sunday, in the upper 30s to around 40. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.